The second main type of override, which is extensively used in hazard services, is class-based overrides. To introduce this type, consider the following example. Instead of basic lists or dictionaries, we're now concerned with changing the behavior of a Python function, or method since it's embedded in a class, called ctastayAway. This method, which happens to be embedded in an important utilities file for specifying calls to action and impacts, called callsToActionAndImpacts.py, defines the specific phrasing and label for the stayAway or beSweptAway call to action. We can see it first on the HID for a sample hazard as a call to action choice, labeled by its displayString property. Upon previewing the product, this CTA gets translated to full phrasing, this time specified by its product string, as can be seen in the product editor snapshot on screen. It's this product string that we wish to edit, and we can clearly see that this requires editing the CTA stayAway method in the base calls to action and impacts file. There should be some way to modify this method without copying the entire file, right? In fact, there is, simply by redefining just the method in question in an override version of the same file. The concept of namespace hasn't left us. Since this method was included within a class called calls to action and impacts, we need to repeat the same class definition as part of the method override. We can then repeat the expected return value of the method, in this case a dictionary with three key value pairs, but include the changes we want, such as elaborating on the final CTA phrasing as we've done here. And that's it. Incidentally, if we wanted to include any other overrides of the base file, we could include them as additional methods here, indented within the same class.